Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yesterday, the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, laid to his final resting place in Texas. And he inspired a lot of people, including our next guest. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, former governor of Pennsylvania, our 46th governor, Tom Corbett. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. So tell us a story. What's your thought on our former president?
Well, it's pretty much consistent with everything that you've been hearing on the TV and on the radio. He was a leader. He was a very compassionate leader, I think, also. It's sometimes hard to be compassionate, but he was compassionate. He was extremely civil. Gentleman, he was very humorous, and we've seen him. We came to Pittsburgh during the campaign that I helped Elsie Hillman run. We brought him back in 1992 when he was running for re-election, and we had started a program in the Hill District called Weed and Seed. He had a meeting with many of the leaders up there. It was an open meeting town hall broadcast on television. I think KDK covered it live. And he came to see the people and talk to them. And he was just somebody that you really enjoyed talking to if you ever had the opportunity to. I know a lot of people think that talking with a president can be difficult. I don't know if it's difficult. It can be intimidating. And
sure.
He certainly made it not intimidating when talking to people. And he was a very kind one. I can share a story that I delivered a note to him from my daughter, who was about 12 at the time, about the environment. And months later, we got back a letter from him to her, thanking her for her consideration and sending along some documents and so forth, some publications. But I thought, here's the President of the United States. At some point in time, he was on Air Force One when he did it, because it's Air Force One stationary, and takes the time to write to a 12-year-old girl.
Wait a minute, this was handwritten?
It was handwritten.
No, that's pretty impressive.
Oh,
and I came across a documentary called 41. Jerry Weintraub produced it, and it's remarkable. If somebody hasn't seen and you forget his long and storied career and just what a special person he was. And then I saw all the former presidents there in the front row on Wednesday, and including the current president on the far left, and on the exact opposite was Hillary Clinton next to her husband, Bill. It was an interesting photo moment.
You know, and actually, Governor, in watching that, and we're talking with Governor Tom Corbett, I actually felt uncomfortable for our current president during a lot of this, because so many of the things that were being said about George H.W. Bush's demeanor and the way he went about the serving as president and his thoughts about the office of the president, while they were meant to bolster the thoughts of George H.W. Bush, at times it felt like those who were speaking were aiming them at Donald Trump and his very different way of doing the job.
Well, and I think it felt that way because he does go about it differently. He does have a different demeanor. And there couldn't be a greater contrast than that between his and President George H.W. Bush. So I can't speak for the speakers. I don't know if they did it intentionally. I think they described their father, their friend, and it was very different than Mr. Trump, who heads the White House right now.
So the question is, and I would imagine a lot of people are asking the question, obviously the president has a lot of supporters. He has many detractors too. But looking at that group of people, it seemed like the former president's all got along very well. The current president was a little bit disjointed from the group.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think it was awkward looking. when you watched it on television, and I think the current president has had a difficult time embracing the mantle of the White House and the role of the president. It's sort of like when you become governor, it's a completely different situation than being the attorney general, as I was. And you have to understand that it's more than the individual. It's the entire office that you represent. And there's a big difference in that presentation. There was a difference. Every president comes in and does it somewhat differently. I think we talked off air a while ago about the issue of civility. And I think the times back when President Bush was president were much more civil in the public discourse than they are today.
Well, since you said that, since you mentioned civility in the public discourse, 36 minutes ago, President Trump tweeted, and I'm not going to read this whole tweet because it's more and more about the investigation, but the beginning line on this tweet is, Robert Mueller and leaking, lying James Comey are best friends, and it goes on from there. I mean, there is hostility that comes from the tweets on a regular basis, and I don't think you'd ever have seen that from George H.W. Bush.
Oh, well, first off, we didn't have Twitter back then. But
true.
Even if we did, no, I don't think you would have that. And for many public servants, I don't think you would have that. I always was of the philosophy, particularly in office. I may have disliked what was going on, may have disliked what people were saying to me, but I always kept this in mind, you never burn a bridge. And I don't think that seems to be the philosophy of the current president.
Well, we'll see what transpires in the weeks ahead, but we appreciate, Governor, your time. And for those that don't know, Governor Tom Corbett is executive in residence at Duquesne University, teaching at times in the law school and still in the area. So we appreciate your time this morning and your thoughts on George H.W. Bush.
Well, I appreciate it. And everybody have a happy and safe holiday season.
You too.
We'll look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks, Governor.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.